Shit.
It's a really slow winter.
We've officially begun. This is episode, I don't know, of the Joe Van Secret Podcast.
I love it so much.
I've had endless intros and none of it really matters. So. You know, we can just talk about one.
This is my favorite.
Fuck that intro. Damn.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. All my fans, they're hating on me. They're like, yo, dude, what happened to old you? You still intros.
You changed, man.
You changed, man. I like your old vids. Do your old vids.
Used to be so cool.
Man, yeah, I used to listen back then. Back when you didn't even have a microphone. What did it do with you? I think it was no microphone. You were season one.
There's a laptop there.
What season
there.
Is this?
This is season two.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are we the first episode?
2018 was season one.
Water tastes really
that
good.
That was, yeah, Brita.
Would you even care
free
what
promo
season
by
it
way,
was?
This podcast is sponsored by Brita.
Yeah, it better be. Brita, hit me up, please. HMU.
It just does taste better than other water I've had.
Yes, the
do you not have a Brita
process.
Jug?
No, I just get it from the tap.
Let's start talking
we live
about
in
Brita.
Canada.
Do you need
a Brita
jug?
I think you might need a Brita.
Filters?
If you want to get
you can get like individual water.
If that shows up at my house and you say,
done.
Here's the Brita and the filter,
done.
I'll say thank you so much.
Perfect.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
Back on the
back
wagon
on
wheels.
That's
here.
How you get a Brita for free, people.
Yeah, live and learn, right? But yeah, so... Yeah, there's no real intro to this. I will simply say hello to my two guests I have. One of them is a recurring guest. This is the second time on.
How unfortunate for the audience.
Yeah. No, this time we got crystal clear HD audio, so we can...
You got me in 3D now.
That's right, surround sound. It's like the barber ASMR on the other side.
I want it to be 4D sound where we can reach out and touch people.
And just like spit on them, like what are the water parks? But
people do love it when you spit on them.
Yeah.
Or is that just me? Oh.
Well, and that's
like.
The other guest I have on, mystery guest. I so
life's getting spot
me,
on guest
yeah.
numbers.
Let me give you some backstory here while we're recording. So season one was in 2018. It was just the laptop. It wasn't even this laptop. And then season two,
I decided
to upgrade with like a microphone and everything.
Wow.
And then also like coincidentally,
season three
I got sober.
Video.
Yeah.
Can I be on season three? It sounds
like
the best one.
That'll be the best one, yeah, the one that never comes. That's what everyone's waiting for, right? You do two seasons, and then go dead silent for 10 years, and then just get them begging for more. But, yeah, this has been good so far. This whole concept has just been an experiment, just to have conversations with people, and I think it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah.
I think we're mostly looking at the microphone, and it feels like
as
we should be looking at each other.
Yeah, we should forget it's there.
It looks like this. Did you guys ever play Portal 2?
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Does it?
I know Paka didn't, but...
Well, so, I
don't
I've
know if I'm
seen
supposed
it.
To say people's names on here.
Damn, you've exposed me.
How could you? No, well,
cops
that's the thing, too. Yeah. This could be a plug if you're...
I don't like
you know,
that.
You don't like that?
No.
No?
He hates
it. I don't like plugs.
All right, plugs no plugs.
What about this plug?
I'm
just yeah, would you like this plug in you, eh?
Eh?
In
how
like
much?
A sexual
how,
way?
Yeah, how much would you pay?
I pay money.
I mean, wait, someone else pays you.
Some pays me
money. How much
money?
How much money?
What's the question?
For I don't know.
For this
you
device,
answer it.
What's
you
the question?
Didn't we talk about something with money like not too long ago about how much money it would take for you to
how much money
have sex with someone you
prostitute
don't
yourself?
Sex.
Yeah,
huh?
And your number was so much lower. Than
yeah,
that.
What was your number?
She says Rosie O'Donnell and was like, "Would you do it for a million?" I was like, "I do it for 500,000. I'd do it for 100,000."
Like, yeah, I would go for like 10 G's probably.
Yeah, like 5,000. Like,
O'Donnell.
No, not that low.
$500. Like,
No. $10,000.
I'd do it for free for the story.
Wow. See? Yeah. And that's how low you'll go.
No, I'm in a committed relationship, so 10,000.
Bruh.
But, you know. Close my eyes. Imagine her in, like, the Flintstones.
The Flintstones?
I think she was in that. The live action.
Who?
Rosie O'Donnell.
She
plays one of the moms.
Do you know what I don't like about the Flintstones?
What don't you like?
They had an episode. Oh, I haven't even seen the episode. I don't feel like I'm the one to talk about this.
How'd you know they had an episode?
Yeah. How'd you hear about this episode? Tell us about that.
A friend was telling me about this episode, and then I saw a clip from it because I didn't believe it was real. And it was an episode where Wilma goes to... Is it Wilma?
Wilma, I think, is the... Wife. Yeah, yeah, that's the red. That's the main wife.
Wilma.
Yeah, because you got two families.
Yeah.
And the other ones are kind of...
There's two families in the Flintstones? Oh, yeah. The Rebels.
The next door neighbors, I think, yeah.
Why do we know so much about this?
Rose O'Donnell was the, I guess, Rebels.
Did you guys ever see the Flintstones movie? It was live action.
That's what I'm talking about with Rose O'Donnell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the cartoon.
No. She played just in the movie, because I don't think she was, like, spending her whole time
voice acting. The cartoon's really old, is what I know about it. Yeah, it's like the 80s. I think it's earlier than that.
60s, maybe?
Maybe even the
50s. Because it was clearly... Well, I think it came out at the same time as The Jetsons. I just remember that. The two are kind of, in some weird spiritual way, combined.
Is The Jetsons
extreme past and the extreme future.
The one
and it came
goes,
out in, like, the 60s. And they're both nuclear families, but living in wildly different times.
This one's like, here comes Joe. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There goes Lucy.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know.
I never watched it.
Okay, that's a good context to start
There's
with.
There's a lot of cartoons I haven't watched.
Have you seen Rugrats?
Mm.
You seen Rugrats?
Yeah.
Yeah, classic.
That's where I learned the song One Way or Another.
Oh, yeah, what, from the movie?
Really? Oh, my God, it looks so comfortable. Sorry, I'm just
covered this new seat in my house.
Yeah, this up. Whole time. You've been living here this whole time.
It's cool. I'm doing great on the floor over here, guys. It's great.
But yeah, what were you saying? The One Time or Another. That was,
One Time from, or Another.
What the heck? Yeah, I'm remembering that. Because isn't it like they're in, like, the woods or something? The Rugrats get, like,
basically,
abandoned?
The blonde, bratty girl who I identify with.
Yeah.
She really wanted to... I don't know, it's a joke. she really had to... You're getting texts here, Parker.
I don't want to hear about it.
Ooh,
after someone hot?
No. I mean, not
pods,
no.
Pods before.
I assume you.
Pods, man.
I keep forgetting.
These girls keep sending you nudes. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, just come on.
It's just nude after
just,
nude.
Don't look over there. Look over here. Just look at me. Look into my eyes. Don't look at the boobs. Look into my eyes.
Don't look into the boobs.
Come on. Just look into your brother's eyes. The temptations. But anyway, the Rugrats. What was that? Okay. So the
Rugrats.
You're going
to have to keep this together, Jeff.
Yeah. No, by all means. What other TV shows come to mind when you think of childhood? That's a topic we've now begun.
Oh, mine's going to be different from all of yours.
Yeah. By all means. Bring it in.
Rainbow. Was my favorite.
What was Rainbow? Was it?
I don't even know how to explain it to you guys. There was. It's gonna sound crazy.
Is it like a puppet show? Or
there's puppets in it. There's Zippy. He looks. I don't. I honestly like. It's so hard to explain this show to someone.
Well, I mean, there's like Sesame Street,
Zippy,
and those are like live action with puppets.
He was like a football. He had like a football head, but he was a zip. He had a zipper on his mouth, and then there was a big pink like
Kids were definitely on
hippo.
Drugs.
Well, I mean, it works. I mean,
it does.
It's got the numbers. Like, adults definitely took drugs to make
and then
kids
made the show.
TV shows.
Yeah.
That's the whole concept. Yeah.
It's like, what do I find fun right now? This is what a kid finds fun.
Well, it's
yeah,
also
so long
making
as it's not
shows...
deeply damaging. But then, like, they don't know. They don't know if it is or not. They didn't do study groups. They didn't do focus groups on kids 10 years later.
Do you guys want to hit the weirdest thing? This I always found really weird. I used to watch this show in England. If I'm trying to guess the name, it was called Sooty and Sweep's Playhouse or something.
Okay.
And a lot of it was these little hand puppets that were like dogs or something called Sooty and Sweep. It was this big kid show in England.
Yeah.
And we used to watch it a lot in our house, like before I was born too. And we had two cats named Sooty and Sweep.
Nice.
Sweep died before I was born. Sooty lived to be 18, had a stroke in the kitchen. I watched the whole thing go down. Oof, watching animals die. Anyway... Yeah. Then, however many years later, working on a TV show, and one of the wardrobe guys I know who's also English, he was like, we were just talking about shows, and I was like thinking in my head, oh, he mentioned something, and then it turns out he'd worked on that show, Sooty and Sooty's Playhouse, and I texted my whole family. They were very excited. We were all excited.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's well. So, what did he do? He was just one of the puppeteers or
wardrobe
one of the
something.
Oh, wardrobe?
There.
Well, still, I mean, that's
men
a big
can do
inspiration.
Wardrobe too, Jen.
No, of course. It's my dream one day. No,
one day
should be. Fun fact for you guys. this is like the smoothest segue I can possibly think of for this, but it's just an idea that popped in my head. And I remember hearing this, but like makeup and like high heels and like necklaces and jewelry and all this stuff, it's what like ancient Egyptians used to wear, right? The royal family and stuff. And it was supposed to be regarded as a very masculine thing. To like have eyeliner and like lipstick and like
I love a
high
eyeliner.
You know, high heels and like all this stuff. And then but then obviously the children would do it, and so the girls would do it, and then all of a sudden it wasn't cool anymore. And the guys were like, oh no, hands off.
That's a good fact.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's exactly how it played out, but it started as a very masculine thing and then culturally changed, obviously, over the thousands of years since the Egyptians were no longer the leading power
it
force
got
on Earth.
Monetized by men to sell to women to make them look hot.
And now it's become this insane thing. But so the only positive turnout is that men are doing it again. It's kind of come full circle.
True.
A little bit, yeah?
Yeah.
We're working our way there.
The metrosexuals are coming out.
Metrosexual, someone told me, is a rude term.
It is? What if I consider myself a metrosexual?
What's
I mean,
a metrosexual? I've never heard of this.
It means that you have the appearance of someone
like
who's gay. Yeah, it's someone who really likes metrics.
Like, identify on a sexual level with...
I don't know why the word sexual is in there.
The Metro newspaper a lot.
Yeah, apparently it's supposed to be like... You have all of the characteristics of someone who might be considered, like, a flamboyant homosexual, but you're still attracted to a woman. So, like, you like, you know... Which is so weird to say now in the year, like, 2019.
That's what I'm
because
saying. What's
it doesn't make sense
anymore.
Yeah, it's clearly an old term from,
but
like, the year 2000.
But to be fair, but
I do
have
to label things.
You don't have to label anything.
Don't have to, but...
No, we don't have to. I'm just saying, like, the world...
if they find a way...
To...
Yeah, you come up with something to label it.
Yeah.
Put a stamp on it.
Stick a... honestly, though,
I was just
thinking,
I was just reading about or something about how, like, in the music industry now, it's, like, it's very sellable to, like, be... a marginalized person. Like,
yeah.
That's like something record labels are almost like trying to like manufacture.
Yeah.
At this point,
they're
it's
trying
like,
to
oh, you're like
babies that
you're
are
like,
unique. Like
you're a gay woman. Yeah, we can like we have a there's a market
oh,
for
you're
you.
Gay
kind
handicapped
of thing.
Woman. Yeah.
And now they're like monetizing off of people's like
off of what should be. Yeah. Just it's weird
yeah,
how it works.
It is. It's that weird thing of really what would just be great is if everyone was just like, oh, we're all just making music. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd
yeah.
be really
instead
dope.
Of it,
but I will say that you do
you get
like,
music like I want to hold your hand.
The world
yeah.
is the world is really unfair. So when you have chances where you can manipulate it to make it seem more fair, it's like for me being able to take something being knowing that I'm like a young woman and know that like that's now like this is like the time where it's like grown men don't want to be seen saying no to young women.
Yeah.
It's like oh my god, it just looks so comfortable where you were sitting and I wanted to just sit there.
Do you
want to
do that?
I just want to try it.
I don't even know what I was doing, to be honest.
I
want to
just see if I
can
make it
happen. Well, you were doing like an ab workout before.
I know this isn't...
You were literally just like holding yourself.
I know this isn't audibly good, but my back really hurts.
Yeah,
mine does too. Why
you gotta crack it like right... I gotta get the microphone in on there.
If you give me a massage back, I'll give you a massage, but...
Do you know how to give massages?
Do a massage on toi?
I have to...
Because I do absolutely not know how to...
This is nice.
Massage?
Are you waiting
you just,
for me to get up?
You just go like this.
Literally, I gave Parker
so
such
bad.
A nice massage.
It was amazing.
Parker, just massage.
And then
go.
I was like,
we're going to why this is not going to happen.
No,
oh, okay.
I feel like you should try, though.
I just don't know how. I'm
He's
like...
such a fucking liar.
You just... Sorry, you
Parker.
Grab wherever the muscle
there.
Is.
Yeah.
And then you kind of squeeze it just a little. Not too much pressure. You just go like that.
I'm just not good at it. It's just
if
something
I
was not born with.
Can you try and give me one?
We tried that. When did we try?
Well,
like,
let's
this
do this.
Weekend.
You come here, sit in the middle. I'll massage you, and then you relay that.
No, but that's what we tried, and it like didn't really work.
Even making a
what
train
happened
didn't work.
Was Parker got a really nice massage from me, and
yeah.
then
oh, and
I was
then...
like, "Great, now you do me," and he was like,
"I started taking my pants off." She's like, "No, it's not."
No. Oh,
I don't know how this works. I'm like, just stick your hands into the meat of my body.
And then twist.
You speak so romantically
it's
to me. Just stick your hands into the meat of my body.
I was getting...
I've never been more turned on than a girl telling me that.
It was pretty hot, I can't lie. I mean, it would have been hot if the massage actually went well.
If it works.
You can keep
Parker,
doing it.
Okay, start, like,
honestly,
grab my
it did
thigh.
Nothing for me.
Grab your thigh.
Just
I
grab
love
it,
that.
Now start squeezing it.
Honestly...
Joe, but it's like, lying, no, it's like the back has like a lot of things going in on it.
Okay. There's like bones and shit. I'll give you a massage. You gotta just talking now? About something. Yeah, we'll talk more about stuff.
Do you need? We'll continue talking as this happens. But so okay, so
are you gonna go like face? No, not that. Like, oh, you want me to do it on the ground? Okay.
You said sit on the ground.
I said sit on the ground, like, and I'll do it your back this way.
Like,
oh my god.
Like, oh, what? I like that. What are you? Yeah, what do you? Yeah, what do you mean? Actually, I'm confused.
Move my body.
Yeah, what do you want to happen?
I'm not gonna straddle you for this.
What is happening?
Yeah, here? What exactly do you want of him? Just to sit?
Sit your butt.
Okay, just sit.
Way.
Sit down. Yeah. There we go.
Jesus Christ, okay. That took
Holy
so long.
Shit.
I think it's because you weren't positioned, so yeah.
I was
about
like,
having an orgasm
down.
On.
You're just standing
microphone.
There awkwardly, yeah. But anyway, okay, so my mystery guest.
That was so silly.
On the ground, what was your, like, when you think of, like, a quintessential kids TV show, what comes to mind?
It was, like, Recess.
Yeah, Recess.
Oh,
hell
Recess
yeah.
So
and like
good.
Recess was clutch.
Mr. Dress Up.
Scandal.
Oh, everyone here talks
yeah,
about
Mr.
Dress Up and I
Dude.
I don't know.
Like it was
that.
Like that. And the Berenstain Bears?
Berenstain Bears,
oh,
that's kind
I
of creepy.
The Berenstain Bears.
I saw the live action movie where they're like animatronic and it was terrifying.
They made a new Berenstain Bears?
Well,
what?
It came out in like 2000 something, but yeah, they made like a movie after like
I never
way after
heard
the show.
That.
Yeah. It's creepy as hell.
I did think of, I did think it'd be amazing to like
imagine
take something
and then just
like we
him.
Did and then get a massage.
Oh, hey, there you go.
That's literally what's happening to you right now.
Right
Dave.
Now. Yeah. Yeah. Riddle me this. Okay, also speaking of which, so I'm putting it on record. This is the first time I've ever done LSD and
we're in it.
Yeah,
we're in it.
That's a good thing to explore now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we're 16 minutes in, so the cops are gone.
Crush
yeah, yeah, we're all safe.
Yeah, the cops left. We don't have to fake this anymore.
Yeah, no more. All right, put the Bible away. Let's make this official. But
do we have a Bible in here?
I don't know, but
put it away. The Bible was inside of us the whole time.
Yeah, aw, that's
how'd it get that?
It's like rating Area 51.
Who put
crush
this Bible inside
of me? That part
of
my body. Mystery guest number two.
He's saying yeah, that's, no. I was like, I can't tell what's real life and what's
so but yeah. So yeah, my whole backdrop of just releasing that information is I don't drink anymore.
Yay.
So this is like me experimenting, I guess, into
right.
other things that are
so I'm interested what were
dangerous.
Your you've taken psychedelics before
mm-hmm.
you've taken
psilocybins. And yeah, shrooms and ketamine were the two other psychedelics I've done.
Ketamine,
yeah.
I can't fuck with.
Yeah, so shrooms I did when I was 18 for the first
time.
And then since then I've done it like 5 times or something. And then ketamine, I actually had a good experience on. Weirdly
yeah.
enough, I only KO'd once. And obviously I can say that was terrible, but like, it was still an experience. Still remember it to this day. It disappeared.
How did it feel?
Let me tell you about a KO. Let me describe this in detail for everyone listening. So what happens to get a KO is that you take a little too much. So you're ODing essentially. You don't die, but you experience a very deep dissolve of your ego and yourself. So what
See,
happens
I
is you start
that
to feel
that's
sick.
A good thing. Okay.
No.
It
well,
sounds amazing to me.
That's why I don't necessarily think of it as a bad
like,
thing that I
like,
personally
how I was introduced to the idea of ketamine was like
yeah.
K-holes are a good thing.
Depends
like,
on
people always
what
talked about
you're in.
In like history, like
yeah.
oh no, the K hold, but like K holding is like
you can have a spiritual
that's like
awakening.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, if it's like if it's planned for, if it's not planned for,
right? Okay,
it can be a little jarring. So that's the thing. Yeah, you get, if you plan for it properly, I'm sure it's a very enlightening experience. But for me, it was a mistake.
What?
I was ODing. I started feeling a little sick. I was like, this isn't good. And I was at a school on like a weekend or something. It was like the summertime.
Yeah.
And it was just me and two other guys, and we were, like, at the back of some elementary school at nighttime, and it just had that stark, like, old orange light coming off, of, like, one of the buildings, and I was just feeling sick, and I just, like, leaned back against the brick wall of, like, the school, and I just dissolved. The second, like, I leaned back,
yeah.
the back of my head pressed, and then it kept going, and I just disappeared into the wall.
That's amazing.
And then I was essentially gone. So it was a good experience while I was in it.
Right.
But leading up to that, it was extremely uncomfortable. And then as soon as I came out of it, I puked. And I was like, I don't remember the last time I had water. And like, I started thinking I was going to die. Because I was like, what if this is like an OD thing? What if like I'm
yeah.
dying right now? But that's because it wasn't planned. It wasn't
How
guided.
How long were you inside of the wolf for? Do you know?
I think in reality it was 10 minutes, and it felt. I don't know because
it's hard to say because like
hard
time
to say. Time kind of melted.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not gonna say that it felt like an hour because I can't even comprehend that. It felt like
what even is
I disappeared.
Hour?
Yeah. All I can say is that I felt this experience
like
that could have been
eternity.
I feel
like you find an area and you could just like go off.
But then it keeps moving.
I don't
like,
want to give you too much because I know I'm literally getting nothing back. This is like
that's like hanging out with men in general.
Oh yeah! Wow.
you're giving, you get nothing in return. God damn.
I guess there's something in there that you can demolish. You feel
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Really fucking giving me.
I have a gun. You just want to shoot the knot out of my body?
I can go for this.
You
gotta
start taking tips and, you know.
I regret doing this.
But so you had taken, because I've only taken psychedelics like very, I would say like responsibly.
Yeah.
Like I've like taken them like
planned.
Almost with a purpose, planned.
Yeah. That's good.
Like all my environments were always like planned out to like make it a good experience. It wasn't like, oh, I was out one night, like, yeah,
just
I'll take this kind of thing or
yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, okay. So yeah,
uneducated or.
So for my situation, it was definitely, man, I think most of them were kind of unplanned. They were planned and unplanned, but most of them were poorly executed. And yet I still am like totally all for psychedelics, which is a funny thing. Cause some people have a bad experience and be like, oh, it was terrible.
I'm never going to tell you to stop, by the way. So you can...
yeah. Just stop whenever.
Yeah.
But,
you can go for 10 hours.
Can you at least try one thing. To
on you?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep going.
Really?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so the first time I ever did a psychedelic, I was 18. I was like, I'm ready to do this. I'm entering grade 12. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
But
wow,
the people who got me, the people who gave me the shrooms, I was talking to them beforehand and stuff. So it was
awesome.
Playing in that sense.
The
and they're like, yeah, come to my house. It'll be cool. So I drive there.
Very
well. What's going on there? Wait. What am I grabbing my wrist for? Wait a minute.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I grabbed this
and
she fell over.
To be fair, that's exactly
what I was like, what the fuck?
What am I supposed to do?
I got a bad guy. Cops walk in, I'm like,
I'm here recording the whole thing.
Yeah. Shit.
Oh, God.
I just didn't have enough balance for it, but.
But anyways.
Before I do this, can we finish out this story?
Yeah. So my first experience.
I have a problem focusing on, like,
I planned it beforehand, and then I'm at the party, they give me the stuff, and so now I'm just hanging out with my best friend and his girlfriend, who was also, like, my old friend, because, like, we go back, like, to grade 3.
That's one thing I'm capable of.
So it's the three of us chilling. And I forget what was happening, but we decided to leave the party and then go to her house. And we all, I think, my friend and I both had our G2s, but I was the one with the family vehicle.
Yeah.
Right? So I was the one cruising, but I was like, I just took shrooms, though, so that'll probably kick in like 30 minutes.
Right.
So one of you guys has to drive, right? so we go back to his girlfriend's place. I shouldn't say like that. My old friend's place, you know? I shouldn't categorize her like that, but... and then, so we're there, and it's like, okay, so I guess we'll start chilling, we'll see what happens, because I was the only one who took it, right?
Oh, okay.
So they're just sober, they're just hanging out with me.
Oh, wow.
And then my friend decides to start fucking with me, and he's going like, ooh, like, he's like spooking me, and he's like, you know, thinking it'd be funny.
That's horrible.
And then
so
I start, like, wigging out, and I'm, like, seeing Satan in, like, the laundromat or whatever, like, they had, like, a laundry room, and it was just all darkness, and so there was, like, a suit hung up. I'm like, who's that? I was like making a whole thing out of it. But so it was like a bad experience, but it was also kind of funny because I was like scared, but funny the whole time because, you know, my friend is clearly laughing at me, but also with me. And like, because he's like living vicariously through me being high. And he's like, yo, what's going on? No, no, he's over there. So it was still chill nonetheless, but it was kind of a wacky first experience. And then... it was just a split half and half after that of, like, super controlled good experiences and bad experiences. One being what I mentioned earlier about how... or I don't know if I mentioned it to both of you, but I took shrooms and then instantly get a call being like, you're fired.
Oh,
and I won't say from who. But ooh, yeah, and I was like, oh fuck, and I was all alone, and they're just starting to kick in. I'm like, oh no,
no way.
Oh, and God. I literally, yeah, it was.
That's
the
why
worst.
You turn your phone off.
This is airplane mode. Yeah.
That's
this is why you don't.
I card irresponsibly.
Yeah, just don't do
airplane modes all around me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a bad trip.
Wow, that
you know,
sucks.
What are you gonna do? But you come out better, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus I get two hats.
You come out with two hats. That's all I can say.
I never really got the chance to fuck with shrooms properly. I did them once in Thailand. Had a shroom shake, but I knew it wasn't great. Like,
okay.
We still had a beautiful time. We were out on the beach, and it was real nice.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a fire show. I don't know. We just found some cool people, and we're on, like, a secluded area.
Is it the first time you ever did psychedelics?
That's the first time I did shrooms, but it really
when
was, like... Yeah, it was really beautiful, don't get me wrong, but they were definitely very mild, because everything just, like, looked a bit pretty and all that kind of stuff, and then some guy, I mean, I guess a couple, like, trippy-ish things, like, some guy came by, I was thinking about how I wanted weed, and he's like, here's a joint, I'm not gonna smoke it, and he gave it
to
me, and then walked off into the beach, and I was like, oh, wow, drugs are pretty cool, I guess. But then the second time I did them was when I kind of realized that I don't think it works with my antidepressants or something, because I was in Hyde Park.
Oh, yeah, I think you mentioned that, yeah.
With my friend, and she was just having the best fucking time, and I just felt a bit sick. I, like, was, you know, I was a little bit, like, I feel like I would have had to take a lot more shrooms to, like, get anything.
Yeah.
And then that was actually after I had tried LSD for the first time as well, so I was like pissed. I was like,
yeah,
ready
well, yeah,
for
this
a fun time.
Different experience.
I was like,
yeah,
ready for a fun time, and like I said, she was like literally having the best time next to me, and I was sitting here like so
waiting.
Grumpy about it. I was trying not to be grumpy about it, but I was so pissed.
Yeah, you clearly set up an expectation,
yeah,
at least something. Yeah.
But then literally any experience I've had with LSD has always been amazing, including today.
Oh, well, hey, yeah, like same.
Yay.
I mean,
How?
I'm one for one, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I hadn't done it until this summer, and this is my fifth time.
Yeah.
Oh, man, alive. You gotta slow down a bit.
All in.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's so great.
I mean,
get it.
You can't say it's not great.
Yeah. Well, it was like, first, this thing I wanted to try, which I did it, then it was like... I need to show this to
everyone else,
other people.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the next time I would have done it would have been in Algonquin.
Yeah.
With our two friends.
Yeah.
I
have to pretend like I wasn't super jealous.
And then I did it the weekend after that with.
Is this all like in the same
our
month?
Our friend,
like...
X. So the first time I did it was beginning of June. The next time was like August long weekend. And then
oh, wow. Yeah, no kidding.
The weekend after that, and the weekend after that,
so
and then now.
August has been busy,
so done,
yeah.
I've done every single once a week in
try
August,
to go
I
for
guess.
The weekend, yeah.
But they weren't full trips that I've
do you
done.
Do you like halfies?
Well, we did a half in Algonquin.
I've done a couple of those too, I guess. Maybe I'm the same.
A full tab today. I did a full tab a couple weekends ago, and we did a quarter.
Oh, we did like, yeah, a little baby
on the weekend
together,
yeah. Because, yeah, there's apparently a lot of science behind microdosing and how that's like...
Yeah, it
you can,
yeah, you can take
like,
even less than we did. It's like...
Yeah.
We just went on the right kind of drugs for where we were.
Yeah, there needs to be like a mission in mind when you're doing it. Yeah.
Well, I can't do MDMA either anymore in antidepressants.
Yeah.
Because you have, like, a serotonin explosion in your brain or something.
That sounds amazing.
No, it
let's
sounds
let's do that.
Amazing.
You think so? Yeah. No, but there's... You gotta look
at
the full picture.
It
you gotta look at the big picture.
It sounds like it's cool, but it just is, like, nothing happens. You just get the side effects. You just feel sick.
Yeah.
That's what happened with me on shrooms. So, it's fine, though.
But, yeah, I've only ever had incredible experiences with psychedelics.
Nice. I've had like a longer experience of it. I think it's been like 2 years for me.
Yeah.
And it's not, I was going to say it's a big part of my life. It's not. It's like definitely a big part of, I think, what keeps me like grounded, maybe ironically.
No, I mean, that makes sense. It's the same with dreams, right? It lets you know what reality is.
I just
up.
Like really have learned to like when I'm in these moments on like days like today of like what's important and what's not. And the fact that like, you know, not everyone has a luxury, but, like, I'm, like, when I work from home and I have this constant fear to myself, like, I'm not doing enough. Like, people are looking at me, yeah. saying I'm doing my job bad. And then, like, when you come to a day like today, and then I'm just like, I don't know, it just makes me realize, I'm like, it's not, like, I never want to do, well, I would love to not work. Well, yeah. actually, that's not true either, to be honest, but, like, I'd love to have a nice day off, but,
yeah.
you know, like, I'm just like, you know, it's none of it's that fucking important. Like, your life's just not going to end from certain things.
Yeah.
And that's a really fucking nice feeling.
I can identify with that.
And yeah. it's just nice to not, to just, like, remember that, like, I don't know, everything actually is okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Even when it feels like it isn't. And then you're just like, you know, like, things this really do pass. Really, yeah. things yeah. fucking pass. And it's yeah. like, some stuff sticks with you for a while. But, yeah. like, I think the nicest thing about anything is that you can just get through it all.
Yeah.
But you have to, like, lean on the people around you.
As you literally lean.
Literally.
You, yeah, there you go.
I'm in heaven right now. I'm not going to ask yeah. you to stop either.
That's fine, because I love playing with her.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
If it's, like, someone's, like, massaging or play with my hair, it's, like, play with your hair. If you get the same thing from it,
we're both getting something out of this now.
Perfect. Years. Do it forever, yeah.
See, we did it. We found.
Because I used to have longish hair, so, like, know what felt good to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got some pictures of that. What? Like, you got
Yeah, wait, I don't understand that part. You've told me that before. I don't want to see a picture.
You got, like, shaggy dreads or what?
I don't want to see it.
So, coming down from a loose seat right now?
No, obviously, yeah, not right now.
My past
self. Because I don't identify with my past self.
I don't like long hair on men.
I mean, you know, I don't. You don't?
I don't.
Well, lucky you, Parker. Look at that fresh cut.
Yeah, I know. Looking good. I'm so fucking lucky.
I'm balding? Hell yeah.
I dated this guy in uni, and he had, like, long, longish blonde hair, like, by long, at least to his shoulders.
Oh, okay, no, that's long.
I fucking hated it. Mm. And then, every now and then, I just have a funny story now, but yeah. I don't know if it's TMI.
No, there's your no identity, TMI in my life.
Secret identity is the whole concept, so.
I feel like down. I've said mystery guest number that one.
You've already said my name.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have lucky to bleep me, that there's up. No one who listens.
Cops can't find me. I change addresses every week.
Yes. Nice. Yeah.
I use
I only
VPN,
just
so.
Found out what you're
yeah, they can't find me.
So, I hated his long hair.
Yeah.
And in university, he was an actor, obviously, because I'm a fucking idiot. Actor, musician.
Huh.
Okay, he's not working right now. He was in a production of Macbeth. Actually, as Macbeth.
Mm-hmm.
He did a good job. Yeah, he did a good job. The best thing about it was that he had his hair in all this. Oh, I can picture this so vividly now, too.
Like, tight man bun or what?
He would have it in, like, a couple different styles for it. Like, half of it would be, like, up or, like, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, like Nordic.
And I was just, like, when it was, British. Like, down in, like, a lower pony, it basically just looked like he had short hair. And he also yeah. kind of looked like Wesley from The Princess Bride.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
The guy's dope. I fucking love Princess Bride.
Yeah, right. Sick. So he was like,
okay, I could see that. I could crush on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So after I'd seen Macbeth, I was like, oh yeah, you're like, I really fucking love your hair like that. Basically to be like, cut that. Your fucking hair.
Yeah.
But anyway, forgot about that. And then one time we were like, fooling around, like about to have sex, and he like,
and then the hair dropped on your face.
No. Yeah.
He's like, he released the bun. And he said,
it was like exorcism practice. Shutting my old bun.
I wish, I fucking wish that's me? What happened. He okay, took out a hair tie from his wrist.
Yeah.
He was like on, like sitting like over me.
Yeah.
And he pulled his hair back into a little ponytail and he goes to me, very seriously,
yeah.
You want to have sex with Macbeth?
Whoa!
Come on. And has your pussy ever dried up faster?
I literally, like, laughed in his face, and he got very upset, and then he punched a hole in a wall. And then we dated for 2 more years. Anyway, moving on.
Oh my God! Oh, that story escalated extremely fast.
Yeah, that escalated
quickly. I hated how that story ended, to be honest. I did not like where that went.
Guess what? I didn't like it either.
2 years later, how does it end?
2 years.
Finish the story, please.
It ended, I called him up and I said,
I didn't like Macbeth.
I always hated Macbeth.
I told him I didn't it's so sad because I really loved him at the time, like younger love, but definitely like a kind of love.
Yeah, it was still real.
But he was making me so miserable all the time. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, we gotta break up.
Yeah.
I said it over the phone because what happened was I was supposed to, he was a year older than me and graduated a year before me, but he didn't actually graduate, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I was like, I'll tell him when I get back to Toronto. But then my stay got extended a week at uni. So I was just like, oh, I've got to do this now.
Give him a call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Call Beth.
And he was like, understood. And we saw each other once more in Toronto. That was weird. At a place that no longer exists, the Green Room on Bloor in the Annex.
There you go.
Oh, I remember the Green Room.
Right?
That place. Oh my god. There's the Red Room as well.
The Red Room, yeah, the Red Room's in Kensington. The Green Room was on
Spadina?
It was off, like, it was right near Spadina and Bloor, but it was, like, around the back alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fill in a non-local. Are these, like, clubs or what?
This is just a bar. It was just a really shitty bar. Like, I always tell people, like, you like only get drinks there. If you eat the food, you'll get sick.
Yeah.
Did you eat the food?
No.
So much shit's happened to me there.
Yeah.
The amount of people I've met there that I still know, people I've, like, hooked up with. People I've broken up with. Oh, I haven't broken up with that.
The Green Room has lived all your lives.
Honestly, it used to be my haunt. And then I grew up.
You're free from it.
Yeah, yeah. It died so you could live.
Literally, though. Like,
I think you're getting the same thing I'm getting from you playing with your hair.
I fucking love it. Do you think I don't love it?
I just like, because it feels so amazing to
me. I feel like
I don't know how. Literally,
I'm thinking to myself, there's no way he's enjoying this as much as
no,
I am.
No, I see literally both sides of this, amazing. Where it's like, it
I'm
is
so
amazing
glad.
Just to get
we
locks.
We finally
bit.
Found our fucking thing.
Fuck yeah.
No.
You want to come over and let me play with your hair?
Hell yeah.
Literally, yes.
Damn, I'm never more turned on.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, yeah, I mean, yeah, my relationship history is not, like, funny, but it's, well, it actually is funny in
retrospect. When you look back at it, you can't help but chuckle.
I can look back at anything and laugh now, because you kind of have to, otherwise you cry. Well,
it depends on the situation, but yeah.
Nah. I mean, yeah, but nah.
Hey, since we're talking about relationships now, doing a little 2.0 on your podcast,
I was just thinking about, how when we first, when the Lucy was kicking in, and I was, the most heartwarming thing I think I heard all day today, a lot of heartwarming things, but it was one of the first was, you stand up and being like, how great is Sam? And I was like, that is the most
I remember
pure
that moment too. It
fucking
made me so
and you just
want
to talk about her, and it was like the most pure,
I was like, what's he
like,
stopping everything to
happy
say?
Thing ever. I was like, wow, that is fucking magical.
It's
like, that
so
is
nice.
So beautiful. That's so, so, so
this
beautiful.
Is what I said to you laying down, too. Yeah. I was like, love is so nice. And it's nice to see people that are elated by it. And it's, you're just like, you know when it's
dude,
like
honestly,
so
I see him talking about it now. It's got me excited. It's like, I'm not, like, obviously
that's
I'm just
amazing.
Gonna go home. But like, I, you know.
Yeah.
I want to like almost surprise her, you know. Just break into her parents' house.
Do it! Do it! No, don't do it.
No. I'm a responsible adult, but yeah, that's.
Do it.
That's talking about her. It gives me those kind of
oh,
jitters,
that makes
you know?
Me
want
to cry. That
like,
makes
oh,
me so
wow.
happy.
I love Sam. She's fucking awesome. I'm actually in love with her. It's like, real, you know. Like,
yeah,
it's
that's
wild.
Amazing.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
That's amazing because I've
oh
known.
Oh my god.
I've known Sam for a while.
Clearly longer
right?
than me, yeah.
And it's like, fuck that.
Are
so
any
awesome.
Skeletons in the closet you're about
no.
to tell me about? Like, yeah,
no,
did she murder anyone?
No, there's nothing.
Alright, that's good.
Oh, fuck. Can
her
you imagine?
Your first boyfriend, right?
I'm the first official boyfriend, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she my third official girlfriend?
Yeah.
Ooh. I've had flings. In grade, from, so here's how it goes. From grade 5 to grade 8, I dated Sarah, I shouldn't say her last name. I
just
know,
Sarah.
I just remember this.
Finish it, because that's my sister's first
name.
I want to
know when
name.
You lost your virginity.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, it's the same.
No, it's not.
You motherfucker.
But, yeah, so that was from grade 5 to grade 8.
Enjoying
this?
Yeah,
I
and it ended
it.
For the dumbest reason. It was completely my fault.
I just
right?
feel
it's
weird
like,
not looking at
so
Joe.
Much more hair.
But anyway, but you know, she was too mature for me at that point, right?
Right.
So we break up.
How old was she?
We were the same age.
Oh right.
So we were whatever you are in grade 5 to grade 8.
What's that?
12? No, 10 to 13.
8 is 13, right?
I think grade five is like 10. And then
I don't know how to do this without like putting my head in your crotch.
That's fine. There's nothing sexual about that. We've done weirder things.
Yeah. But anyway, so you got that first relationship. And I did a terrible job at that. I was so awkward the whole time. But I was just young.
Sounds like you were young.
Yeah. But anyway, so obviously it wasn't sexual. We're prepubescent.
Yeah.
But so we dated for 3 years, and then I didn't date anyone throughout all of high school. And believe you me, I was horny as fuck, but like it just didn't happen.
Believe me.
I was so shy. I was so horny and so shy. The combination of the two just made me lovesick.
Oh, I know being lovesick too. That's probably before I knew about masturbation.
Well, I learned about it when I was like, I don't even know, like probably 9 or 10 years old.
I learned about it properly when I was like,
when did you lose your virginity?
Yeah, when did you lose your virginity?
When I was 19.
Oh.
I lied to everybody in my life and said I lost it at the Blake trip.
I thought you were going to say 12. Like 14.
No, when I was like 17. But no. No, well, that's what I'm saying, is that I didn't date anyone throughout all high school because I was so shy. So it wasn't until I left high school, I started working at a grocery store, and there was a girl working in the barista department. I was like, how are you doing? I was worried that I was being a creeper. Like, she was like 5 years younger than me or something. But it turned out she was a year older than me.
Oh, fuck
And she just has a youthful face. And I was
how'd you get that to work?
I don't know. I just asked her. I was like, what's going on? Like, are you in school? Like, all those kind of basic questions. I'm like, hey, I work across the department from you at the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I asked her out, and she was down, and then we dated for about 7 months. And
you, like, dated. Okay, I see.
So that was the second official girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then my third official one is same. For my third and last, yeah.
Oh, three strikes and
I'm ready to run home. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I definitely want to marry Sam and have a bunch of babies with her and all that shit. I can say that with confidence because of like how certain that I love her. Yeah, and she's the same way. But
she feels the same way.
Like
let's get her on the podcast.
No. Yeah. She's constantly like throwing like doubt shade, but like as a joke. You love me too.
Sam
like,
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Classic Sam. Well, I don't know Sam well enough, but
that makes me happy because like I feel like today was just so important for like, at least for like me.
Yeah, fucking grown out. Are you kidding me? Hell yeah.
Oh wow.
It was just like I felt like I learned so much because as we talked earlier, it was like we've only ever got to hang out in like, not ways
really
where you can really
light,
get
casual,
to yeah,
kind of
can't really get to know someone when you're like having music playing, you're drinking beers, and
it's not the same
in a party atmosphere.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
And that makes me happy that you're gonna be around for all of the time.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm.
Unless
happy
I fall off
you.
The wagon, and then you know,
no,
the, here's always the funny scenario that'll never happen. I desperately try to become a writer. It doesn't work. I get more and more miserable that I hit the bottle and then start like, you know, like throwing it against the wall and just screaming.
Oh my god.
And then I run away in a fury and no one ever hears from me. I join the army and then I just end up with some random family in Taiwan.
Yeah, holy shit.
Wow.
Anyway, or I just end up face down in a ditch, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I got no worries about that. I'm kind of... That's I'm solid. Amazing. I'm weirdly solid that I'm, like, not going to drink again, ever.
That's amazing. I'm so
and I'm not even a year
you.
In. Maybe I shouldn't be so cocky. But
I think confidence is key.
Certainty, yeah. I think certainty works
great.
Itself on you, right? It's like self-medication.
Well,
yeah.
There's great things like LSD.
Exactly.
I feel like you can get more out of today than you could ever, I could have ever in all the times I've ever drank.
Yeah,
same. Oh, my God. I fucking hate drinking, to be honest.
Let me just say, I've, except for the last time I ever drank, I've, like, never had a bad experience drinking. And, like, because I can specifically remember when I started liking drinking alone, when the alcoholism started to kind of kick in psychologically. Because before then, right, it was like you're drinking with your friends or whatever. As soon as I turned 19, I was, like, I had that relationship with my second girlfriend, right? That was for 7 months, and then she broke up with me, and I was miserable, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, heartbroken. So I was drinking alone. And because that's like a normal thing. It's like a cliche. I'm like, of course I'll do this, right? I'm working at a grocery store. I'm like, you know, I was at Niagara College at the time. I dropped out.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck my life. Yeah, and then I, weirdly enough, because I still have such fond memories of this, but Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
It came out like the year prior, because all this happened in like 2011 or 2012. And yeah, I remember just drinking, watching that movie, being like, this is fucking awesome. It was just the weirdest experience. It's perverted to talk about, because obviously no one should, like, want to try to drink alone and then start doing that regularly.
Yeah.
Right.
But I made a habit out of it for 6 years. And then the last 2 years, it was like, why am I still doing this kind of thing? That's when, like, the this is alcoholism started to kick in hard. I was like, I should be able to stop. And it's not, so. You know? And then it just... One big hit and...
See, that's crazy, because, yeah, I had no idea.
How it actually works. How, like, addictions can actually take hold of
how
people.
How much did Sam know?
She didn't know a single thing. I was like a psychopath. I, like, lied to her so concretely to a point where it's an omission of truth. Right?
Yeah.
I never had to lie because I, like, winded our lives together in such a way that I would see her one day, drink the next day, see her one day, drink the next day.
Mm.
I, like, scheduled it perfectly. And I think the only people that really knew, I think, were my sister and my mom. But my mom, I think, was very passive about it. She could have been a lot angrier at me and been like, you know, I'm going to sit you down. And then my sister, obviously, it's totally fine. I mean, she's a stoner, which is a completely different thing to be doing habitually every day.
Yeah.
I think that's more manageable than alcohol, depending on who you
well,
are.
Well, it's manageable
right?
for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
actually,
depends on the brain.
Isn't
if
your brother,
like a Seth Rogen
what's your
type.
Brother's a stoner too, right?
My older brother, well, yeah, I mean, he's been on here multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not so much anymore, except for, like, edibles, because, like, he had to deal with his throat situation.
Yeah.
But before then, yeah, he was smoking weed all the time, drinking all the time, you know, having a grand old time, having a gay old time.
Mm.
But, yeah, so clearly it must be something that runs in our family. I think my great-grandfather was an alcoholic, like an abusive alcoholic, and, like, he was an old farmer, a Belgian farmer that, like, just migrated to Canada and got a place in, like, northern Ontario.
Wow.
And then my grandpa and his mom are, like, we're leaving.
Wow.
They skipped town, and then my grandpa never drank because of that experience he had when he was a kid. So he never had a problem. And then I think, I don't know what the fuck's going on with my dad, but, you know, if he's not an alcoholic, he's something. And then my older brother, I think he's doing better than me. Because he's a lot more aggressive. A lot of people are thinking he's got a problem, but...
Who's more aggressive?
My older brother, when it comes to drinking.
Mm.
But, I mean, he's managed his life extremely well and been able to, like, withhold when he needs to and stuff like that. So maybe he's just a heavy drinker. Yeah.
I'm not
but
good with
that's interesting
that
your way of maneuvering it around a relationship with Sam.
It's wild, isn't it? It's crazy what people who are addicted
so
to something
you
will do.
Never
it's like I gotta make sure
she never knew at any point.
Yeah.
But you owned up to her
one
time? Like
yeah, like as soon as yeah, like the day of I was like
Oh
yeah.
It was
I've been lying to you our entire relationship, and I've had a drinking problem.
How long was that?
That was December 22nd.
So how long had you been dating at that point?
Closing in on 2 years, right? I mean, a year and like 7 or 8 months.
Wow.
How did,
you know.
I don't want to go too deep, but that conversation go?
She fully supported me. It was wild. Like, she, yeah.
Wow.
She was like, I don't, like, and to one point, it's like, you can never... She didn't fully understand exactly what I was saying, right? She's like, oh, you have a drinking problem? Oh, and you're stopping now? Okay.
Right.
I hit her with a double whammy.
Sorry, dude.
I'm an alcoholic and I'm stopping now. So it's like, she's like, oh, okay, okay. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I never knew this was happening, but I support you stopping. And
yeah.
Yeah. And then so, like, my first AA meeting, she came with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
It was dope.
Are you serious? You actually went to AA and she...
Yeah, yeah. That's the funny thing. Okay, so this is like, do not try this at home, kids, if you want to, like, sober up. But... I like, was like, I gotta stop drinking, so I gotta reach out to all my relatives who have stopped drinking, because I think I have two uncles that joined AA.
Yeah.
And so, I talked to them, and they, one of them gave me, like, the big book, is what they call it, the AA's manuscript of, like, the 12 steps.
I gave you a Bible,
and
I was
yada,
like,
yada.
What's that gonna do?
No, that's the thing, though. It kind of is. They reference God a lot, and I'm like,
oh my God,
I thought
really?
This, I was like, I thought this was supposed to be non-denominational. What if what if I believed in polylithic gods,
yeah.
multiple gods. What if I was Hindu?
Well,
I couldn't relate
God.
To this. This
yeah.
is a single god. But anyway, yeah, so that part kind of weirded me out, but he's like, you just gotta, it's the god of your understanding. So if that just means relationships in your life, like, try to make it abstract. So I'm like, okay, I guess. But the more questions I ask, the more I realize that this is just a program for, like, the older generation.
Right.
Yeah.
I shouldn't, that's rude as fuck. Still,
okay.
don't take this advice,
no, that,
audience listeners.
I can see
go
that
through
thing.
AA. Do the 90 meetings in 90 days, because that's what I did. 3 straight months every single day. You find...
You did that?
Find, yeah, every single day for, an, like, find a one-hour meeting, go to it.
Wow.
Every day?
For 3 months straight. Wow. It was wild. And then the second I stopped, I instantly stopped going, and then I just haven't been to one since. You get a token for every month.
Yeah.
Until you reach a year, and then after that you start getting pins every 1 year anniversary or whatever.
You could put it on pockets.
And I've had 8 months now, but I only have 3 tokens.
Oh.
Plus my 1 day.
Can you go back and be like, y'all made 8 months? And it was amazing.
I literally can. Because wow. There's no, they just, yeah, like there's no centralized thing. So they don't have to check with the other groups or whatever. It's like, I just a complete stranger. I can just walk in 1 day. But eight months, chips. Give me all the chips for eight months.
I guess
four.
What kind of scam would you be running?
The plastic chips. But it has more sentimental value than actual value. So.
Wow.
And plus, that is actually what I plan on doing. I'm going to do the 1 year where I just show up at the 1 year being like, I haven't seen you guys in 9 months. How you doing?
Yeah.
It's been a baby.
They probably think people that do that just start drinking again, right?
They assume if you stop going that you're drinking. Yeah. So right now they probably think that I've fallen off the wagon. But I've been going straight for 8 months. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't really went to AA. That's wild.
Yeah. And so now I'm in situations where it's like, all right, so I'm going to integrate myself. Because, I make fun of my alcoholism constantly. It's actually I love ripping jokes. Whenever I'm just like, fuck, it's been a hard day. Like, I'm in a beer voice. I'm constantly doing shit like that. And Sam's always scared. She's like, I don't know. Can we joke about it? I'm like, yeah, please. Trust me. If I'm joking about it, you can joke about it.
That's the best way to, let people know that you're cool with
that
joking
it's cool.
About it.
Yeah, drink in front of me.
About it.
But I do still find it really boring going to bars, so I got to do something about that. I got to start having more conversations with people.
Okay.
Because I go to bars, and I'm like, I don't...
Weird?
Well,
I don't know if you could ever...
Weed doesn't have the same effect on me that, it does for my sister, who obviously loves it. When I do it, it either makes me anxious or tired. It doesn't do the thing that everyone loves.
Yeah, I don't, I'm the same with weed.
Yeah, so it just doesn't really work on me.
Yeah, weed doesn't...
No. It still, debilitates me, so I can still do that, If I want to hurt myself, I can just smoke a bunch of weed and then get anxious for 8 hours straight and then just go to sleep.
I love
Which
weed.
I do. I did that the other day. I think I did that 2 days ago. Because my sister's always outside. She's like, hey, you want a toke? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I rip it and then I read it later.
Back to the bar thing. I don't know if you'll ever be able to find a way to,
circumnavigate that. I don't think I will.
There's certain, bar... situations if we all went out for a drink, it's like that's totally fine. But are you talking about
the night out club?
The night out, yeah, that's
do you? I don't go out night out clubbing, do I?
We have.
Have we?
Of course. The past 2 years.
Okay.
Wait,
just on Saturday we went to Electric Island on a little bit of acid, and
we
were drinking a fair amount.
Yeah, we did.
So I was like, what? How many days ago?
I forgot about that.
Wait, guys, so to facilitate us, to bring us back to the fact that we're recording the podcast, there's 8 minutes left, and usually the 30-minute marker, I start, asking you guys, opinion questions or whatever, so...
We're down to the wire.
We're down to the wire. You guys ready? You can take it, whoever goes first. It's like a buzzer, Or just whoever feels like talking.
Can somebody win this game?
Whoever out-magas the other.
Yeah, whoever convinces the world about the flat earth. But no. So, what is your opinion on tattoos?
Pro.
Cool.
Awesome. You guys got tattoos?
I have a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. What is that?
I've been planning
one
for a few months.
It's just mountains.
Mountains in general? Yeah.
I'm not that basic. Whenever I go hiking,
mountains.
It makes me happy, so.
Yeah, well, if you're an avid hiker. Part of your
I've been planning a tattoo for a few months now. Finally found an artist
for your first.
Where's it gonna go?
It's gonna be a big thigh piece.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, is it gonna be a maple leaf?
No. It's so it first came from, there's this band I love, Frightened Rabbit.
Yeah,
rest in peace.
Rip the rabbit.
Yeah, he died by suicide, but
wait. Sam told me about this
band. Yeah, so he has a line in...
State Hospital or whatever, that song?
Yeah, he has a line in one song called, While I'm Alive, I'll Make Tiny Changes to Earth.
Okay.
I just find that line so beautiful.
Yeah.
So, I found an artist who, has this really cool design. This, woman
has
a galaxy in her hair.
Yeah.
And, I want to take those words and take, I want to tell,
warp it around,
I want to put someone's face there... I love the galaxies in Hair.
Yeah.
Take those words. I want them there, but I don't want it in scripture. I want them the words abstractly, blended in. You can use negative space. It can be, falling off.
Like the points the hair of Star Wars into or something. Yeah.
Whatever. Nice. But I want, those words incorporated.
Nice. That was good.
But I don't have a tattoo.
No, not yet.
I think, Ivan, not because you won enough. I got,
five tats. Oh, yeah, wait, have you guys seen my final tats? I guess, obviously, just met, so you're going to see them all at once, but...
Yay!
Each one of these I've gotten at two-year intervals. So when I was 18, I got the top one. When I was 20, I got the bottom. When I was 22,
cool idea.
I got this one. When I was 24, I got this one. And then this year, I got my last one.
Yeah.
With Sam. Sam finally was there to see the last tattoo being made.
That's amazing.
We're in Barrie.
Mean more to me. I love
it. It's a diamond pattern, and I've made all of these illustrations. Because it's all, related to my books and stuff, symbols that I've created.
What? I love that. That's
and honor of, I guess, sacred geometry. Because it's all fictional in my books, right? But it's I make certain symbols have more meaning than they would otherwise have. Just trying to be original. And especially because I'm ripping off my younger self. Because I made up the symbols as a kid. As a kid, I would, draw stuff. And then later, I just am, wrapping my stories around, these symbols.
Yeah.
But
that's so creative.
Anyway, on to the next opinion question.
Yes.
What is your opinion on what's a good one? So many or I'm just like no.
I have a lot of opinions.
What is your opinion on I feel like I already know the answer to all of these.
It's fine.
Should I ask anyway? What's your opinion on abortion rights?
Pro.
Yeah.
Nah.
Come on, pro abortion. Not pro? Dude. Pro the murder of innocent babies.
Super pro.
Let the kid be a kid, bro.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to be against that, I will happily punch them in the face.
There you go.
I'll be playing with our hair.
Well, you have to ask them, wait, are you the one having the baby? No, then
no.
I think your opinion means a little less.
And I'll be why are you having the baby?
Yeah,
I'll be like, God,
really
you sound like my mother.
Yeah. What's another one? What is your opinion on space travel?
Let's do more of it. I
yes.
Go.
Yes, me too.
Pro.
Fuck yes.
Pro.
I want to do
Elon
a Lucy
Musk.
In a space station.
Hell yeah, Lucy
how
in
could
the sky.
You possibly handle that, though?
You would just have to.
Yeah.
I guess.
That
what
you have to, it's like, I am
you
here.
You sneak it on.
To accept it.
You sneak it on. No
that's
one will be able
that's
not
to find
the
plot I'm worried about. You can get a Lucy into anywhere.
But then taking it and just having zero gravity.
I think just...
Oh my god.
Oh,
wow.
Okay,
there's so many things I want to do. Imagine skydiving.
No, that's too intense. Dude, I can tell you, I've skydove before.
I have too.
Dead sober, it is enough.
Yeah.
You want to do LSD?
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. That's thrilling. I'll give you that, but I'm never going
to
do that.
He's a thrill seeker. Wait, how did we get to this?
Off the
seat. Space travel.
Yeah, space travel, yeah. Next one. What is your opinion on... I don't know. What's a good one? I should
have
women's
issues again.
What about current women's rights? How about this? This is controversial. What is your opinion on, the niqab or the burqa or any of those things?
Either whoever wants to wear one should wear
wants
one.
Wants to wear it? Yeah. For me, I find it difficult because obviously it's every adult person's choice to wear whatever they want.
Yeah.
But you can't help but think they were conditioned as a child.
Yeah.
Yes, I think
so.
I understand that.
I think a very small percent actually want it, and the rest are just doing because they have to.
I think the problem is
it's
very
difficult
because
you can never know. You would have to in-depthly talk to every one of them.
And that's the problem is
to find
then
out
it
if
just
they're
turns
a
into people being angry.
And for the wrong reasons, right? So, the world's already full of so many Islamophobes. The last thing is for them to.
You can
I
find
just...
an actual issue of women's rights to
You can never murder me because now my DNA is literally all over this apartment.
All that hair.
Disgusting.
I can still murder you. No problem. I
just
gotta
clean up,
acid.
Dude. You're really good at cleaning up.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Dissolve you in the bathtub like the rest of them.
and then I gotta hit you. I don't care about that. No, that'd be fucking terrifying.
Oh my god. If the cops find your secret
holy
podcast.
Shit.
Oh, no.
What are your opinions on artificial intelligence and the concept of singularity?
What's that? What's the second part?
Singularity is when they reach fully self-aware consciousness.
I don't know.
And they reach a single point.
That's a no from me, dog.
That's a straight no. Too bad. Too late, bro.
I'd like to
have
a robot
you,
friend.
The point of singularity is not something we should ever touch.
Too late, I think. I think the wheels have already been set in motion.
They have.
It's gonna happen. Yeah. Just kill me with AI already, baby.
Yeah. Or don't kill me at all. Yeah. I gotcha. I mean, that's what my 6-book series I think is gonna be on. Is that it's like the first book, it's a bike gang. Second book, it's like government conspiracy, whatever. And that there's an alien invasion coming to try and wipe out all of humanity. And you wonder to yourself, why would they do that? Yeah. And everything they have is very organic. They're like molded into their ships and they have like magma, whatever. And then the main character keeps having these like nightmares, this demonic thing who keeps like trying to pry into his brain to find out where this object is. It's another one of like the sacred geometry things. And he first off, he doesn't know who this thing is that keeps like probing his dreams, but he's like, I'm not telling you. And then the third and fourth book are like unrelated. And then the fifth and sixth book, I'm going to try to tie it in where the creature whose name is Mammon. Oh, yeah, we're reaching the end, aren't we?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happens when it gets to an hour? It's an AI,
and, you know, and that it's all-encompassing. And that every civilization that becomes smart enough makes an AI, and then that AI, like, consumes all of the resources
in
the
solar system. Honestly, I would read the shit out of that.
But that's, like,
that.
A scary concept.
Joe has actual books that have, like, covers and...
Can you finish? Yeah. Can I read something?
Yeah, I should have brought stuff. I'm sorry.
Really? He has like actual like fucking books.
I'm not
show
fucking
me.
Around.
Yeah,
either.
I should have.
I had no idea. There's actual books.
I actually have written novels. Yeah, I've written three,
like,
and I'm working on the fourth one.
I want to read
and, like,
those
full-blown
because
novels,
I'm reading a lot of nonfiction right now, which is great and all, but like I need something to like enjoy.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Well, is there any
ghosts who want to exercise?
Yeah, is there any, like, words of wisdom? Is there any fuck yous you want to shed out there? Like,
I'm not a negative person.
I have a couple fuck yous.
Yo, if mobsters try to, like, attack me or whatever, I'm a straight-up fucking French kiss them.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate defense, is just getting real close.
I'm a straight-up make out with you right now,
I'm gonna make you fall in love with me, dog.
Bro,
you want to attack me?
Stroke your dick and you're gonna love it.
We're gonna have an intimate relationship for the rest of our lives.
I think that everyone should say fuck you.
Yeah.
To the rude voice inside of them.
That's right. Say fuck you to the negativity.
Yeah, fuck you, rude boy inside of me.
As cool as it was.
She's been working out for an hour.
Just
I finally got it.
Just emotionally.
At the beginning,
up,
like, I
all
was
day
like,
today.
Oh, I got something to say.
I finally achieved.
It's about fucking that negativity, that voice in your head that says you can't.
She's like, I got it. This is perfect.
Here's something else, guys. Live, laugh.
And you know what? We all make fun of it, but it's literally true.
We did that today.
Is that why we make fun of it? Yeah, you live, you laugh, and you love.
I think it's because it's so obvious, but is it?
Because that's the thing.
That's not saying that more.
Everyone should say it to the point where people are laughing because of how corny it is, but then keep saying it. And then everybody eventually will be living and laughing and loving until the AIs take over. And then we give it to them. We're the sheeple. Wake up, sheeple. The AI are coming.
Sheeple.
Anyway, au revoir, podcast. It's been a time.
Well, we got to say goodbye.
Thank you for... Joe is a gift.
Joe is, honestly...
Are you saying that to my mom?
Period.
Nice.
Hi, Joe's mom.
To the universe.
Your son
is a gift. To the universe, thanks. Hey, you know what?
Joe's
I love you guys.
Consciousness is a gift.
I love you. Isn't it nice?
Yeah, honestly, you guys are dope. It's been great having you, and I hope to have you again for another podcast.
Do we have
to stop being
friends after the podcast ends?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It's the whole point is to make friends with the podcast.
I'm friends
to have
with
conversations
the
that you would otherwise not have, you know? So, yeah.
Amazing.
I think it's done its job. And with that, we will say a goodbye.
Bye.